You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, everyone, BPN Radio audience, and those of you that are attending church here as we broadcast on Facebook Live today. And before we begin with praise and worship, Gene and I want to welcome all of you to BPN Radio, and those of you listening to BPN Radio, and those of you that are joining us by Facebook Live. And we are here responding to the Lord's command, Gene, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creation, all creation. And we know that people from around the world are joining us here at Breakout Radio Church. And before we have our praise and worship, we just want to give a report on this week. It's been a wonderful week here at BPN Radio.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, National Day of Prayer was great. We had 4 hours of live broadcasting.
It was an exciting time.
And how many people joined us? How many people participated on Thursday?
We had over 10,000 people join us. It was a wonderful day.
Wow. I was. And we were just amazed at what God did. And so we're excited. As we start our service today, I'd like to encourage those of you that want to go to our new website. You can continue to listen to this service by going to breakoutradiochurch.com. And we have some people there that are waiting to receive. If you go to the meeting room, they're waiting to receive your prayers, prayer requests, questions, whatever it may be. That's at breakoutradiochurch.com. And you can also listen to us there. So we're a house of prayer for all nations, and we're absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Radio Church today. So tell your friends about Breakout Radio Church. We're connecting a community of believers across America and around the world, people that may not have a pastor. And so here we are celebrating 50 years in the ministry.
Yes.
And pastoring a church again.
And never thought we would do that again.
Never thought we'd do it. So for over 30 years, we were traveling almost every Sunday, every week. But now we are giving ourselves to a group of people across America and around the world. So we're delighted.
We're excited. It's a wonderful season.
It is a wonderful season. And we're gonna agree together. And we want you to agree with us. If any two agree, touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So, Father, we just set ourselves in agreement right now. Dale and Gene Gentry here. We pray the will of God be done here at Breakout Radio Church. And, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to lead a translocal church, a church that's made up of people across America and around the world. Whatever you want to do today, we just say you do it. We just pray that you'll anoint our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive. Anoint my lips to speak today. We just thank you for it and believe you for it. And I pray that you'll bless those people that are joining us on BPN Radio, TuneIn Radio, and also Facebook Live today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Yes. Amen. We're going to have some praise and worship. Our praise and worship leaders, Brian and Kristen Mean, are going to lead us in some praise and worship today. We're just going to exalt him and honor him and lift him up. And so are you ready? I'm ready. So here we go. Brian and Kristen Mean. No other name. I'm so very, very thankful. Lord, we just bless you and worship you and honor you today. In Jesus' name. Here on this wonderful day at Breakout Radio Church. So very, very thankful So delighted to be able to minister here on this wonderful day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm delighted that you're in church today. I want to welcome those of you that are new members. We have some new members at Breakout Radio Church. I want to welcome Ginger from Comanche, Texas, Carla from Fort Worth, Texas, Connie from Barnett, Vermont, James from Abilene, Texas, Nora from Garden Grove, California, Colby from Carlsbad, New Mexico, Kim from Middlesboro, Kentucky. And if you would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, then I'll be giving you an opportunity to become a member if you don't have a pastor. Right now, we want to pray for some members of our church that needs prayer. I want us to pray for Anita Rogers and Bonnie Beard. Both of them need healing for cancer. Barry Smith needs a financial miracle. Marie and Jim need healing, permanent job. Matthew and Tammy have financial needs that need to be met. And I also want us to pray for several pastors, evangelists, and revivalists who are members of Breakout Radio Church. As they minister today, Pastor Art Evans in San Diego, California, Pastor Dave Rogers in Kerrville, Texas, Pastor Jim Jameson from Guymon, Oklahoma, Pastor Gloria Garner in Branson, Missouri, Evangelist Craig Sloan, he's ministering in South Carolina today. We pray for his services. From Dallas, Georgia, Evangelist Gerald Davis from Houston, Texas, Missionary Barry Smith, West Columbia, Texas, Missionary Glenn Howard from Edmond, Oklahoma, Evangelist Roy Ivins from Lubbock, Texas, who's been ministering at a tent revival in Dickens, Texas, Evangelist Eugene Bullard from Archer City, Texas. And we just pray, Lord, for each of these needs in Jesus' name. Whatever the needs might be today, we are so delighted that we have the opportunity to call upon your name in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. That every need is being supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want you... Breakout Radio Church, you BRC members, to know that almost every morning or evening I call your name in prayer, asking God to bless you and work in your life. I'd just like to bless some of our members today. I know that I don't have to have time to bless everybody. I bless all of you, but I just want to bless Kip from Bloomington, Indiana, and Martina from Valencia, California. I want to bless Pauline from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I want to bless Judy from Prescott, Arizona. I want to bless Carlos from Jaco, Costa Rica. I want to bless Paul from Birmingham, Alabama. I just bless you, Lester, Waco, Texas. I bless you, June, from Covington, Louisiana. I bless you, Christine, from West Palm Beach, Florida. And I bless you, Shelley, from Sugarland, Texas. I bless you, Kathleen, from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I bless you, Charles, from Madison, Alabama. I bless you, Ken and Sue, from Gig Harbor, Washington. Whoa, I just bless all of you in the name of Jesus. And I ask the Lord bless you and prosper you. And the will plan, His will plan and purpose be done in your life. I want you to know that I love you guys and I'm praying for you. And I got my phone here and I'm only a phone call away. I've got a personal cell phone just for church members. The number to call is 512-924-3182. And I'll listen to your messages. 512-924-3182. If you want to give me a call, leave me a message, that would be great. I want to give you an opportunity to give. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And so we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. And if you want to send us a check today, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. And you can send it to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And that's to Breakout Ministries. And remember that on our websites, there's if you didn't get the address, there's the address. And then, of course, if you want to give by credit card, PayPal, or debit card, you can go to the donate button, which right now is on our BPN Radio website, or our BreakoutRadioChurch.com website. You can use your donate button and use your PayPal credit card and debit card. And so, Father, I just pray this morning that you will bless the people as they give today. Bless them abundantly, bountifully, in Jesus' name, as people give their tithes and their offerings. And, Lord, we know that Breakout Radio Church is supported by the tithes and offerings of the church members. And we just pray right now in Jesus' name, that you would bless them as they give today. Thank you, Lord. Just give you a few moments to give, and then I have a word from the Lord that I'm going to share with you today. I would like to, while you're preparing your tithes and offerings, I would like to share the vision that God has given me. I shared this at Breakout Radio Church last week, but my vision is to lead a radio church comprised of members who don't have a pastor. Millions of people across America don't have a pastor. And my vision is to have a radio church comprised of members who don't have a pastor, including revivalists and an army of young people who are coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation. A church that prays around the clock, a house of prayer for all nations. So, we have a vision, and we're so thankful that you're joining us. So many, many people. I love the local church. This is a translocal church made up of members across America, different nations of the world. I believe in the local church. Gene and I have been ministering in the local church for over 50 years, and I'm so very, very thankful for pastors across America and around the world that are preaching the gospel today. And I just bless them and ask God that you anoint them today in Jesus' name. And Father, I just pray right now that you would bless the people that are giving today here at Breakout Radio Church. Bless them abundantly and bountifully in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you as you give today. God bless you. We're so very, very thankful and so very, very grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, in just a few moments, I'm going to preach a word that the Holy Spirit has placed in my heart. And I have I've spent a lot of hours preparing this sermon, meditating on what the Holy Spirit desires to say to us today. And I'm going to share that. But Brian and Kristen Ming are coming back, and they're going to sing one of my favorite songs of all times. And we're just going to worship God as he leads us. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. In the love.
You're beautiful. Lord, you're beautiful today. We worship you, honor you, and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Would you worship him with me today here at Breakout Radio Church? All across this land, all across the nations of the earth, would you worship? Lord, we just worship you. We love you, Jesus. We honor you today. We glorify you and magnify you. We lift up your name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we worship you today. We worship you here at Breakout Radio Church. Thank you, Lord. May you be exalted, Jesus. May you be high. May you be high and lifted up in this place as people join me across America, nations of the world today, from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're grateful and we're thankful today. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name and honor your name and magnify you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you to turn your Bibles with me today to the book of 2 Kings. The book of 2 Kings, chapter number 8. Beginning with verse 1, 2 Kings chapter 8, beginning with verse number 1. Boy, I love my Bible, and I'm just bonded. I'm bonded to this book. Okay, here's what it says. Elisha had told the woman whose son he had brought back to life, "Take your family and move to some other place, for the Lord has called for a famine on Israel that will last for 7 years." So the woman did as the man of God instructed. She took her family, settled in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. After the famine ended, she returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went to see the king about getting back her house and land. As she came in, the king was talking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God. The king had just said, "Tell me some stories about the great things Elisha has done." And Gehazi was telling the king about the time Elisha had brought a boy back to life. At that very moment, the mother of the boy walked in to make her appeal to the king about her house and land. "Look, my lord," Gehazi exclaimed, "here is the woman now, and this is her son, the very one Elisha brought back to life." "Is this true?" the king asked her, and she told him the story. So he directed one of his officials to see that everything she had lost was restored to her, including the value of any crops that had been harvested during her absence. So the account that I just read today is part two of a story that begins in 2 Kings chapter 4, when the prophet Elisha is invited to eat quite often at the home of a very prominent woman and her husband in the town of Shunem. One day, Elisha sends a request by a servant asking this notable Shunammite woman what he can do for her in appreciation for her serving him. Elisha's servant responds by saying she seemingly has everything except one thing, her and her husband have no children. So Elisha, he begins to prophesy. That's what most prophets do. They prophesy. Elisha began to prophesy over this woman that at a certain time, the next year, she's going to have a son. And the prophecy was true. She had a son who later became ill and died and then was resurrected from the dead through the prayers and faith of this prophet, Elisha. So I don't know how long part one and part two is separated, but we go fast forward to chapter number 8, where Elisha goes and tells this woman, I'm prophesying there's a famine coming. Thank God for the prophetic words. And so a prophet is not just one that gives individual words, although I like to do that, but the primary work of the prophet is to bring words to churches and cities and nations. And so Elisha prophesied that Israel would have a seven-year famine, and because of his foresight, insight, revelation, knowledge, he tells the woman who had been serving him, her and her husband, that you need to go and find you another place to live for the next 7 years. And so she believed the word of the Lord. She believed the word of the prophet and moved to the land of the Philistines, where she dwelt for 7 years. Then after 7 years, she decided to come back and she wanted to see the king and meet the king concerning the land that she had lost during those 7 years and the crops. So she's waiting outside the door when the king calls Gehazi in, who is the servant or the assistant or the associate of the prophet Elisha. And the king says, I've heard about all these stories, particularly the one story where the woman who lives over in Shunem, her son was raised from the dead. Would you tell me that story? And as he was telling the story, the doorkeeper allowed this woman to come in, her and her son, to meet with the king at the very moment. The Bible says the very moment that Gehazi was telling this story. I call this a Kairos moment. A Kairos moment, which means in the Greek, a God moment. Now we have the word Kairos, which is a God moment, and we have the word Chronos, which we get from the word chronological. So chronological means a calendar time, a calendar date. But Kairos means a God moment where suddenly God does something out of the ordinary. We call it the supernatural. Paul said there is a natural and there is a supernatural. And so we know that God desires to give us Kairos moments in life, which is, hallelujah, which is supernatural happenings that we least expected. Pleasant surprises from heaven. So can you imagine that at the very moment that the king is meeting with Gehazi and Gehazi is telling the story about Elisha's miracle and prayers over this woman, that this woman and her son walks in. They've been gone for 7 years. And the Bible says it was a moment. The very moment, here's what it says, and Gehazi was telling the king about the time Elisha had brought a boy back to life, and at that very moment, that's called a Kairos moment, at that very moment, the mother of the boy walked in to make her appeal to the king about her house and land, and as a result of that Kairos moment, not a chronological moment, but a Kairos moment, this woman's land was restored to her, plus the value of all of the crops that have been harvested during this 7 years of her absence. She didn't do a thing but flee to another nation. And the king could have said, no, you left during the time of famine. I'm not going to bless you. But he blessed her, and she had a Kairos moment. I declare in Jesus' name that God is desiring to give some of you here at Breakout Radio Church today. He desires to give you a Kairos moment. And that's a miracle time. So You know, Kairos, Chronos comes from the word chronological or calendar time. You know, I can be sick and schedule a doctor's appointment at a certain day and time, and they give me a time that I'm going to meet next week to come in. But if Jesus comes and heals me in the meantime, that is a Kairos moment. A Chronos time comes from a scheduled event. But Kairos comes at an unscheduled time, a supernatural happening, when God suddenly changes everything in the realm of the supernatural. In response to your prayers, in response to what you desire God to do in your life. Meeting Chloe Jean Denham, I call it a Kairos moment in time, a supernatural happening. And we were having a revival at our church, and so I went with my parents on a Friday night. And there was a young lady that walked in that I'd never seen before. She had come with her cousin. She had never attended that church before, but it was a Friday night revival. You know, you men who are, you're believing God for a wife, a godly wife. I believe that you can find her at a revival gathering. Find out where there is a glorious meeting going on, a glorious revival going on. And start attending those services and find a young lady, a wife, a woman who is seeking God, has her heart turned toward God. You young ladies could do the same. And Gene and I's, our relationship was birthed in a revival. And so she started coming back to the revival meetings, and I was going more often because I knew that was a Kairos moment on that Friday night, because I took one look at her, not knowing how old she was, not knowing anything about her background, but that beautiful yet teenage girl, I just said, one day I'm going to marry her. And I got acquainted with her. And got started in the revival meetings. And she was attending the revival meetings with her cousin. And now, 56 years, over 57 years later, we are together because of what I call a Kairos moment. And you young men or older men, young ladies, older ladies, you're praying for a godly husband. I believe that God could set up a Kairos moment for you to meet the woman or the man that's going to share the rest of your life. So, Kairos moments, just a certain moment when God breaks through, breaks out, and everything changes. I remember in 2004 when Gene was diagnosed with cancer, and we just had a word from God This is not malignant, but God is going to heal her. And so we stood on that word. And so I went away and prayed. And most of you have heard me tell the story. Went away and prayed for a while. And then finally one day, Gene just got up and said, I believe I'm healed. I know I'm healed. So we drove back to Alexandria, Louisiana, where our spiritual son, Dr. David Remedios, was the surgeon. And he said, well, I'll go in and we'll do another biopsy, another test on her, because the first biopsy revealed that she had a massive tumor that was malignant. And so David Remedios' wife, Yvonne, and I, we went into the prayer room. And Dr. Remedios and Gene and the nurses went in to the surgical suite to have a biopsy. So Yvonne and I were praying in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. You know that I love to pray in the Holy Ghost. We were praying in the Holy Ghost when suddenly I had a Kairos moment. Suddenly God opened my eyes and I saw Gene in the surgery suite. I saw Dr. Remedios, but I saw Jesus dressed in white. I saw him walk into the surgical suite, stand beside Dr. David Remedios, and I heard him say these words, request granted, request granted. And I knew at that moment that Jean Gentry had no more cancer. I knew at that moment that she was instantly healed. And the next day, When the biopsy came back, they could find no trace of cancer anywhere. She's been cancer-free for the past 13 years. To God be the glory. Great things he has done because of a Kairos moment. A Kairos moment. You can have one today. And I'm going to pray in just a few moments that God will begin to set up Kairos moments. I know there's things on the chronological calendar, the Kronos calendar, that you have things scheduled, and there's things that you have set in motion in the realm of the natural. But I declare by the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that there's things happening in the realm of the supernatural that's going to take you by, it's going to be a Holy Ghost shock. That's what I'm going to call it, a Holy Ghost shock. You know, yesterday was the fifth anniversary of the homegoing of one of my spiritual sons, A. Stephen, Brother Stephen, who lived in India and went to be with the Lord 5 years ago in 2012. And I spoke with his wife, Queenie, yesterday. Gene and I prayed for her because she still grieves for the loss of her husband. And A. Stephen is, he has an incredible story. And I was reading the story from the book that I'd written, God Assignments. And I shared in the book how in 1990, in my book, God Assignments, I think I have a copy here somewhere. Yeah, here it is. God Assignments. And that's that. You can download that, by the way. You can download that on my letsprayamerica.com website. You can print it off for free. There's no charge. But I wrote in the book how I met A. Stephen. Gene and I were ministering in London, England in 1990, and we were staying in the home of an elderly couple there. And one morning, before we were about to leave, at breakfast, they said to us, because we were scheduled to leave the next day, they said to us, there is a young man from Bangalore, India, that will be arriving here today, and he was supposed to arrive here next week, but the Holy Spirit told him while ministering in Sweden that he was to go and change his ticket and fly to London today. So I listened to the story, and I know how the Holy Ghost speaks to people. I found out later that the Holy Ghost spoke to him three times. Go to the airport, change your ticket, and fly to London tomorrow. And he argued with the Holy Spirit, saying, well, I'm not scheduled to be there until next week. But the Holy Spirit prompted him to go and change his ticket. So he did. And so he arrived the evening before that Gene and I left the next day. And Gene said to me after breakfast, don't have anything to do with that man from India, because I don't want to go to India. That's a long ways. So the next morning, as we were preparing to pack up and leave, I walked down the hall and I looked into the parlor and I saw this little Indian guy, and he was all humped over, and I could tell that he was in despair. And the Holy Spirit just drew me into the room with him, and I introduced myself. I did not know that Stephen was on his last ministry trip. He had tried and tried to get his ministry going, to do the will of God in Bangalore, India, but nothing seemed to be working. And he had been a businessman before he went into full-time ministry, and he declared, this is the last trip I'm going to take. And then I'm going to leave the ministry, and I'm going to go back into business, something that I'm familiar with, where I can make a living. So he was on his last trip. I didn't know that. But I introduced myself, and I asked if I could pray with him. And as I began to pray for Stephen, this short Indian man, The Holy Ghost came into the room and filled the room, and suddenly I knew that we were in the midst of a Kairos moment, just like the Shunammite woman had experienced, just like I had experienced that Friday night in Walters, Oklahoma, when I met Chloe Jean Denham. And that moment when Jean was sealed, I knew that I was in the midst of a Kairos moment, moments that the Holy Ghost has prepared for us to literally change us, transform us, whether it be our finances, whether it be our relationships, whether it be our marriage, whether it be our children, whether it be the call of God, whatever it may be, God is ready to give us a Kairos moment. So I begin to prophesy over Stephen. I prophesied how he would have a printing press and he would print tons of literature to disperse and distribute in the continent of India, and how God was going to use him to raise up a Bible school, and God was going to use him to raise up churches. And I began to prophesy, and he began to weep, and I began to weep, and we both, tears filled our faces and dripped onto the carpet as the Holy Ghost came upon us. And I walked out of that room knowing that we had met with the Holy Ghost. I love, church, I love the Holy Ghost. I love the Holy Ghost. So it was an incredible time. And Stephen went back to India with a vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's why I've been encouraging you, members at Breakout Radio Church, I've been encouraging you to write your vision down, make it plain. And that's why I've been sharing my vision with those of you that are members at Breakout Radio Church. Where there's no vision, the people perish. And I'm so thankful that God has given me a vision for Breakout Radio Church. And I'm very, very thankful and grateful for the vision. And so you must have a vision, and God wants to intervene in that vision. And Stephen went back to India with a new vision and began to preach the gospel. And finally, in 2011, about over 20 years later, I had the invitation to go and minister for Stephen for a conference from pastors and church leaders all across India. And I had an opportunity to see firsthand what he had done in 20 years. Because when he went back to India, he wrote back and said, "You're my spiritual father. You're my spiritual dad," even though I had just met him that one time. And for the next 20 years, he began to say, "Would you please come?" And he kept me informed of what he was doing, sending me letters and sending me pictures. And so from that Kairos moment in 1990, without borrowing any money, Stephen went back and built 200 churches. He built a Bible school. He built a 24-hour prayer center. He built an orphanage. He built a hospital. He was able to purchase a water drilling rig. When he would go into village after village, there's thousands and thousands of villages. I was told over 600,000 villages in India that does not have any pure drinking water. And he would take his drilling rig and he would go into those different villages and they would drill a well. And the people would come and get the water, and then he and his workers would share the gospel of Jesus Christ, winning thousands of Hindus to Jesus. And then he showed a Jesus film every night in their language. His workers would go out, winning thousands of Hindus to Jesus by showing the Jesus film and then giving the invitation. Stephen was consumed with winning souls. He would go every week to risk his health to minister at a leper colony, and he would go throughout India. One time he came upon a village of people who lived in trees, he told me. They had no houses on the ground because of the wild animals, and he went there, and he ministered to those people living in the trees. And God began to use him in the nation, on the continent of India, and other nations of the world. He was consumed with doing the will of God. And then 5 years ago, yesterday, he had a kidney transplant. Both of his kidneys were failing. He had literally worn his body out. He had literally worn his body out, traveling and preaching the gospel and ministering the gospel into thousands of places, geographical locations. And all of it came about. And when I went to minister there in 2011, a year before he went to heaven, I was amazed. I saw this beautiful village. It was, and everything that Stephen had been doing had been done with excellence. The grounds were beautiful and manicured, and the trees, and he had all these beautiful buildings and the prayer center. He had a water tower, and he was ministering, and he had this orphanage, and everything was excellent, was beautiful, because he was a man of excellence. And I ministered there the last day for 7 hours with Dr. David Remedios, giving me water, standing with me for 7 hours. I ministered because the people kept coming, and they knew that was the final day. And I went away from there thinking, God, all of this came about simply because of one word from you, one word from God, one word from the Holy Ghost, and one Kairos moment where I shouldn't have met this Indian man from Bangalore. Can you imagine how God sets things up, church? A man from Dallas, Texas, where we live at the moment, a man from Dallas, Texas, meets a man from Bangalore, India, in London, England. How can that be? And some of you may say, well, God, I don't know how you're going to work my situation out. I don't know how you're going to do all of these things. But you must know that God is at work in your life, and one Kairos moment can just change everything. And just change everything. Everything. And so I'm going to pray for you today. I'm going to pray for you today. Those of you that are struggling, those of you that are going through difficult times, those of you that are having difficult situations in your life. And somebody says, well, how in the world are we going to experience revival in America? How in the world are we going to experience spiritual awakenings? You know, a few years ago, Gene and I went to a church in Benbrook, Texas, outside of Fort Worth. And on a Sunday morning, and this was a beautiful church and a well-dressed congregation. And I got up to preach this sermon. And all of a sudden, before I could preach, the Holy Ghost came into this room, into this beautiful auditorium, hundreds of people there. And it was like the glory of God descended upon this place. I never got to preach. I only said a few words when suddenly a man came down the aisle. I didn't know what he was doing. I thought maybe he was going to attack me. I didn't know. But he came down the aisle. And then other people started coming down the aisle. I never preached. I only said a few words. And suddenly the Holy Spirit came, and people were being baptized in the Holy Spirit. People were on the floor. People were on their knees. It was, and then it was over, and Gene and I were gone. And I thought, God, what just happened? And it was like the Holy Spirit was saying to me, you just had a Kairos moment. You could never have planned that. People's lives were changed and transformed. It just happened in a few moments' time, and the whole morning was just filled with the glory of God. People on their backs, people on their faces, people on their knees worshiping God. It was a Kairos moment, and I am praying for you. Gene is going to come with me, and we're going to agree together. We're going to agree together for a Kairos moment for people that are attending Breakout Radio Church today, Gene.
Yes.
We know that it can happen. We know that things can change in a moment. We've experienced it over and over and over again.
We have. God is so faithful.
Yeah, He is. And Lord, Gene and I just set ourselves in agreement.
Yes.
For people that are attending Breakout Radio Church today, and they need a miracle. And I know, Lord, that it doesn't happen in our time. But you said you're going to make everything beautiful. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you said you're going to make everything beautiful in your time.
Yes.
And so we trust you. We trust you that it's going to happen in a Kairos moment, a God time, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we agree. Yes. And Father, we pray for everyone that is attending Breakout Radio Church today that is not a Christian, that does not know you as their personal Savior and Lord. We pray for them right now in Jesus' name. If you have never given your life to Jesus, you've never given your heart to Jesus. Some of you have given your life, but you've never given your heart. You've never given your heart to Jesus. Maybe you're far away from God. You got disappointed. You got discouraged. The Bible said one will say to another, "What are these wounds in your hands?" And the response is, "I was wounded in the house of my friends." You've been wounded, and you've been disappointed. Disappointed in God, disappointed in other people, disappointed in yourself. I pray for you right now. It'd be a good time to come back. And maybe you're not, you don't know about if you're truly saved or not. You don't have the assurance of your salvation. Gene and I just set ourselves in agreement that today is your day, a Kairos moment when you can look back and say, the first Sunday in May, the first week in May, 2017, I gave my life to Jesus. So, Father, we pray right now. Gene and I set ourselves in agreement for those people that do not know the Lord as their personal Savior. They do not know you, Lord, that they would come to you. For you said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. So, Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you minister to people right now. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. And I believe that you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, Lord, I want to serve you and live for you all the days of my life. If you said that prayer, I want you to contact us here at Breakout Radio Church. And those of you that would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, you can go to bpnradio.com. There is a membership link. Or at breakoutradiochurch.com, and there's a membership link there. And you can fill that out and submit that, and we will be praying for you and serving you and being a pastor. There's so many people that do not have a pastor, and we want to be a blessing. I know, Gene, that I know somebody's saying, what is a radio church? It's a translocal church.
Yes.
And we're gathering believers that don't have a pastor from across America and around the world. We've been practicing for a long time, haven't we?
We have. We've been on this journey for over 50 years now.
Over 50 years. You know, we do have a 50-year video that people can watch our journey.
We do.
Yeah, and all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and it's right there on that page, and they can make the journey with us, the 50-year journey, in 50 minutes, and see the journey. It's been a good journey, hasn't it?
It has. God has been really faithful, and I'd just like to say I appreciate all of you today, and I just pray blessings on you and your family today.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we just love you. God loves you. He's got a wonderful plan for your life. He didn't bring you this far to let you down. He didn't bring you this far to let you drown. We're going to the other side. And we've learned over the past 50 years that we can trust God, can't we?
Yes.
You know, we have to believe God every month for finances and the needs that we have. But He's faithful, giving us daily bread and monthly fruit. Once again,
yes,
we are so thankful for Breakout Radio Church members, or those that may be visiting our church, that help support this ministry. And we're very, very thankful and very, very grateful. Father, we just bless. Gene and I bless everyone that's been attending church today here at Breakout Radio Church, either by BPN Radio or TuneIn Radio or Facebook Live. We just speak a blessing over you in Jesus' name. And I just know that we can dream, because we know that dreams really do come true.
Yes,
and Breakout Ministries was birthed in 1996, after I led prayer at the White House. And the Lord just gave me the scripture concerning Breakout. And we just believe that God is at work. Well, it's been a good day. Been a great day. And we want all of you that's been attending church at Breakout Radio Church to tell your friends that we're having church twice a day, every day, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. On Sunday morning at 8 a.m., it's broadcast live, but then we have replays, church all during the week, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And you can attend church, because so many people work on Sunday mornings or have different schedules. But we'll be doing church each night, 8 p.m. and each morning, 8 a.m. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We love you, don't we?
We love you.
God bless you.